Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, the problem, Lee, is not that Irina Zarudska was brutally murdered by a guy who had been churned through the criminal justice system 14 times and benefited from Democrats' no-bail policies. That was not the problem. The problem is that there's not enough money for homeless people, and people have negative impressions of homeless people. And the real problem, according to Vi Lyles, Democrat mayor of Charlotte, the real problem is that this video of her being brutally murdered has hit the internet. She actually put out a statement thanking media outlets who blacked this out. Democrats, Lee, said nothing like that about the Daniel Penny video. They were happy to play it on their media all the time of him choking out that violent repeat offender. Why? Well, because he was a racist white guy. Why? I don't know. Just saving people who, by the way, when they testified before the court, many of whom were black. And were like, especially one woman was like, I was absolutely terrified. I was afraid the guy was going to kill me. He said he was looking to murder someone. But the liberal media, their take on it is, well, just let him. Just stand back and whatever he wants to do. He's a Democrat voter in good standing. He's also insane, but that's okay. So Vi Lyles is now, instead of going after the criminal justice system in Charlotte that turned him out 14 times, seven times, by the way, for felony level robbery, either larceny or physically violent robbery, no big deal. A lot of those charges dismissed. Has nothing to say about the criminal justice system. The problem, Lee, is that people are sharing the video. That's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Now, here's what's interesting. The Democrat, and the real problem for Vi Lyles is these are her policies and she's embarrassed. That's the actual part. You don't criticize Democrat leadership ever.
Yeah, the video shows the consequences of Democrat policy.
Yeah, and that's what the problem is. Now, she's saying that she is advocating for this to be censored and not played by responsible media outlets in order to protect the family from pain. The really weird thing about that, Lee, is that Democrat Mayor Vi Lyles may want to protect the family from pain, but the family has not asked for the video to be censored or just not played by media.
Yeah.
Weird, right? Vi Lyles so concerned about the family of a young woman whose name she wouldn't even say. Her entire statement, initial statement that she put out, which caused outrage over the weekend, and rightfully so, went on and on and on about the perp. The perp. This is a tragic situation, she wrote, that sheds lights on the problem with society safety nets related to mental health care. She says, we need more money for that. I want to be clear, she says, that I am not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. What? No. This is your justice system, honey. 14 times this guy was turned out by judges. You're going to pretend it's being unhoused that caused him to murder this young woman? He's out on a no bond policy, no bail policy, running around. And Lee, a lot of this goes back, and our side doesn't talk about this much enough. We talk about it crime, but a lot of this goes back to the ACLU.
Yeah,
I did a lot of coverage of this in Charlotte because there was a significant homeless population there, as there always is in Democrat areas where they give them a lot of handouts. Charlotte's no different. It attracts them. But the big problem was the ACLU sued almost 30 years ago to end mental health holds. And what we used to be able to do was if you were obviously having a mental break, it was very easy to get a 30-day hold on you. The reason 30 days was so important was that was enough to get your medicine in you so that we could begin to reason with you. This is a guy who called 911, called police because he believed a device had been implanted inside his body that was telling him what to do. He needed help. He needed help, but he didn't get it. Again, he got double tapped by the left. You get to that level of paranoia, you're not going to take your meds. You're not even going to be able to go get meds. You're out of your mind. But they can't do the hold anymore. It's almost impossible to do. And that is why we have these deranged people. They're doing mass shootings. They're stabbing people to death on trains. The ACLU won that suit years ago, and Congress needs to come in and fix it. We need to reestablish the 30-day hold. And we've also got to go back to three strikes laws. I mean, this guy, where the judges, Lee, these liberal judges can't just turn these people out. But Vi Lyles is not interested in that. And so she's doing, you know, what Democrats helpfully do for us and for Donald Trump, which is just basically point out that their only plan for a case like this is to cancel the victim.
Well, they never call strikes. It's always balls, and they get a chance to walk to first base.
I know. So now we finally do have one liberal media outlet covering this instead of blacking it out. And it's Axios, but they're outraged the video was released. Headline: stabbing video fuels MAGA's crime message.
How about corroborates what they've been saying?
Right. So the problem is the video. Yeah. It's the video should have been censored, but also the George Floyd video, which Democrats media played over and over and over. That shouldn't be censored, right? And definitely not the Daniel Penny video where you see a man dying either.
But of course, we should show the January 6th video over
right,
and over
yes,
again.
Right, yes, definitely that.
Obviously
though.
That, because that, right. that's, you know.
This is so hypocritical. It's just shocking to see the level to which this is being censored. Again, zero stories by the Associated Press, PBS, New York Times, NPR, Wall Street Journal, BBC, CNN, and The Washington Post. No stories. But yet, it is on MSNBC, nothing, Reuters, nothing. It is on the front page of the Hindustan Times this morning in India.
Yeah.
A place that is not in America. But yet, America media completely blacking it out. Unbelievable. Russian media is covering this. UK Daily Mail, it's on the front page. But here, no, you can't know of it. Why? Because it shows Democrat failure. And they don't, they do not show that. This is incredible. New York Times, if you put on their search engine, Arena Zarudska, you get nothing. George Floyd, you get 5,800 hits. Trayvon Martin, 1,100. Kilmore Abrego Garcia, 56. Daniel Penny, who restrained a killer lunatic on the subway, 100. Unfortunately, that guy died in his custody, or fortunately, depending on your point of view, because he wasn't able to hurt any of the people he was literally threatening to murder when he was restrained by Penny. Penny didn't go restrain him for no reason. He was threatening to kill people.
Right.
And had, by the way, assaulted people in the past. Had a criminal history of that. So, I mean, just wow. That for the U.S. media to be censoring this. And yet on the world stage, it's big enough story that it's front page from UK Daily Mail to Hindustan Times. But America media don't care. Just don't care. And look, if Democrats want to run on this, be my guess. The answer is we censor. That's the answer. So.
But Trump's the dictator and fascist.
Right. Right. For you know. And to have this story out there as Trump is going to Chicago and these, you know, D.C. and these violent areas trying to clean up crime because Democrats won't. It's unbelievable, really, watching it. And then on top of all of it, where did this go? Oh, here we go. Okay, David Axelrod, you know, advisor to Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore liberal, right? Architect of Obama's rise from, like, state-level politician to the Senate and then to the presidency. Advisor for him throughout his presidency. So definitely a dean of the Democrat Party, okay? Practically begging on CNN, Democrats, look, just let Trump come in and clean up crime. Pretend that you like it. Help yourselves. Stop this. And he's saying this is going to kill us in 28. This is going to kill us
wrong.
In midterm. He's not. In fact, This is a radical liberal, this guy, David Axelrod, and yet is far enough to the right for the current Democrat Party. No one's going to listen to him as he practically begs Democrats. Look, just go along with Trump's crime fight. Let him come into Chicago. Stop fighting this.
I would be careful about playing 28 politics on this issue, because the right answer is we'll take all the help we can get, as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that. I think that's the appropriate position to take.
Fair enough.
Again, Chief Obama advisor David Axelrod practically begging Democrats, stop fighting this. You are writing the script for Trump. And they can't do it, Lee.
Yeah.
They just can't do it. I mean, when I think about where we are, like just in terms of Democrat Party, when Barack Obama won, he was the most liberal member of this of the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
By his voting record, okay? Mm-hmm. This is his advisor who got him there to the Senate and then got him to the White House, right? All on board with the most, you know, getting the most liberal guy elected. And now David Axelrod sounds like a right winger. That's how far out in left field the Democrat Party has gone.
Well, you know, this is going to be analogous to the immigration issue and the border.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Democrats kept telling us there is no problem. That this is all about a broken immigration system. We need legislation. Congress has got to do this. And then we find out, no, Trump was right. You can shut the border down and you can end it. And it's done. It's already been done. If he's able to do this with crime, whether or not, you know, he's able to follow through with this on a place outside of D.C. And to me, that's where he's going to run into, you know, judicial issues that are justifiable, because it's one thing for D.C. because the federal government has more control, because it is not a, you know, just a regular state or a municipal area. It's they have a constitutional right to oversee the law enforcement there. But if Trump is able to do this in other cities, they're going to have a real problem. They can talk about, oh, violent crime is actually down. Well, it may be, but you've still got five people a weekend being shot and killed in one municipal town area, Chicago.
And remember, starting with the Summer of Love, they started faking their crime numbers,
yes.
i.e.
And that, well,
not
that's the other
reporting
issue too.
Yeah. All of the crime to the FBI.
Right, right.
In these Democrats, which is very well documented. It's actually at this point, when you're looking at crime figures up, down, all around, it's very hard, especially with big liberal Democrat cities.
You mean
to even
liberals are manipulating statistics, Tara? Oh, come on.
Yeah, they would like never
shocked.
Do that.
Shocked, I tell you.
They would never do that. Here's Scott Jennings, though, just to wrap this on CNN, and this is so true. They're talking about who is running the Democrat Party, and Jennings, who's a Republican commentator on CNN, helpfully jumps in and says, oh, it's Trump. Trump's running the Democrat Party. But listen to his logic. He's not wrong here.
Well, I mean, for the foreseeable future, the person who's running the Democratic Party now is going to be running it. That's Donald Trump. I mean, the only thing they know how to do is be against whatever he is for. And so there is no leader of the party except for Trump. The beating heart of the Democratic Party is, if Trump is for it, we're against it. And you throw a little socialism on the side. That's basically how they were.
All right. Thanks. Want to know. I know.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's what we've been saying here. Whatever Trump's for, they're against. It doesn't matter whether it's something that the American people want or not. It doesn't matter. If Trump's for it, we're against it. And he's absolutely 100% right. Add a little socialism salt on it, and there you go. That's what they're running on.
This great meme just went viral over the weekend. It's Trump in a magician's hat with like a magician's wand. And it says, for my next trick, I'll get the Democrats to defund drug cartels. He's figured it out, and he just pokes and pokes and pokes him all weekend long. I'm going to war. I'm going into Chicago. He wants to get these Democrats outraged and out there on television defending criminals. I mean, it's so obvious. I can't believe they fall for it, honestly. But, you know, let them.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is so emblematic of everything going on in our society. Everybody's talking about this. The Marlins Phillies game in Florida. Have you seen this video? Perfectly captures this toxic mentality that I'm about to talk about. Should have been a classic baseball moment, right? Between a father and a son. instead becomes a showcase of adult entitlement. White female adult entitlement. Tucker Carlson nailed this. He said, who Don Lemon lost his job at CNN, black gay man, for not understanding who is at the top of the actual liberal totem pole. He thought it was black men. He was wrong. That's why he lost his job for making fun of Nikki Haley. It is liberal women. Nikki Haley is a liberal woman in good standing. Doesn't matter if she's a Republican. He thought he could poke fun at the way that she looked. And he could have if she was a conservative or Republican woman. He'd still be there working. But she is a liberal white woman. And yes, she is white. And you can note, they are at the top of the totem pole. They call it the shots in our society. Everybody has to step aside and be afraid. That's exactly what happened with the Phillies' Karen. Scene unfolded. Home run ball sails into the stands, prompting, you know, the usual scramble of fans hoping to snag a souvenir. Among those reaching for the ball was the woman with a Elizabeth Warren haircut. Pointy glasses. Despite her best efforts, never actually touches the ball. The ball bounces around, settles on the ground a full row from where she'd been positioned. Now, in her defense, some people were saying, okay, well, yes, but the father and the son kind of scrambled over from, you know, another section. So maybe, I guess, should have been the dibs of whoever was in that section. I don't know. But that's when a father who'd been sitting pretty close by with his young son lands on the ground, full row from where she's positioned. She's kind of locked in. She can't move to get it. So the father excitedly walks down, picks up the unclaimed ball from the ground. And what would normally be considered a heartwarming baseball tradition, hands the ball to his child, places it in the boys' glove. Okay, at that point, if you're a grown adult, you know what you do? You let the kid have the ball. It's a kid. You're a grown-up. Get over it. Kid's innocent. He's having a great time. Just let it be. No, she can't. She can't. Screaming and yelling at the guy on camera till he hands the ball to her. It's hard to watch the video without feeling disgusted by the sheer audacity of this woman. It's a grown woman completely failing to secure the ball herself, marches over to the dad and son, verbally screaming, accosting them, demands the ball on the theory that she was in a closer section. Never mind, there's a lot of other people in that section who aren't demanding the ball. Claims the man has somehow stolen it from her despite giving zero evidence she ever actually touched it. The video clearly shows she's one of several people reaching for the ball with no special claim on it whatsoever. Demands the ball. And this is the hard part. So the dad's got to take it from the son and give it to the Phillies Karen. I mean, again, this woman decides to berate a fellow fan and his child over a baseball. Get over it. I bet she voted for Kamala. Texter writes, hey, Tara, everyone knows any ball in the stands is up for grabs. Another liberal that deserves everything coming their way. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, the rule has always been for home runs and foul balls, first come, first serve. That's what she was trying to argue, is, well, you sit over here. This is, we're in the stand here, so we have more claim to it. Texter writes, Tara, Nikki is liberal, but she is not white. That's why Dawn was fired. Okay, is it technically Indian? It looks white, though. Texter writes, Auburn veterinary school professor murdered while walking her dog in a park over the weekend. Thug from Montgomery arrested. I doubt national media will cover that murder either. Doesn't fit the narrative. Now the texter writes, would have loved for the dad to have thrown the ball up in the air. Yeah, here's the other thing, folks. And this is just always good to remember. We all have moments of frustration where we maybe feel like, hey, somebody cut us off in line at the grocery store or in the grocery store parking lot, or somebody took a foul, you know, took a home run ball that we thought was ours. You know what? There's cameras everywhere. Everything you do is on camera now. And so sometimes even if you get caught up in the moment, you're maybe not the best person you could be. You're maybe not thinking, hey, you know what? Whose ball this is in question, but a kid's got it now. I'm a grown adult. I'm going to let the kid have it because that's what a decent grown adult does. No. You're on camera. You're going to have to live with the results of this. People have found her address, where she lives. It's all over the internet. Texter writes, Tira, everything about that woman, the Liz Warren haircut, the body language, the entitlement, screamed at Karen. Now the texter writes, hey, Tira, the dad wimped out. Yeah, but this is what they do, the screaming liberal woman who gets in your face. You got to turn it off. He shouldn't have turned it off. So,
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But talking about that viral clash during the Miami Marlins games against the Philadelphia Phillies, the Lone Depot Park. Texter writes, so what happened was a father manages to retrieve the home run ball for his son, who's just so excited. It's his son's birthday. Several fans scramble for the ball. Man comes up with it. Hands it to his son, boy in Phillies gear. Everybody's watching this. Woman goes stomping up to them and demands the ball on the theory that I guess she's sitting in a section that's closer to where the ball landed. Ergo, it should have been hers, even though she never got her hands on it. So the woman marches over, confronts the man, appears to shout at him. He then pulls the ball from the boy's glove, hands it to her. But video of the exchange starts to circulate online. There's outrage before people even leave the stadium. So the Marlins step in, staff giving the boy a prize pack, another baseball, nearby by chair fans cheer. He gets an even bigger surprise later when the Phillies invite him to meet the guy who hit the home run, Bader, after the game. And the outfielder gave him a signed bat outside the clubhouse. It got even better later after this video footage went viral. The little kid, it's like, you know what's so crazy? And this is what really got people. The father's got his arms wrapped around his son. They're just having this really happy moment. The son's got the ball in his hands when the really angry, just bitter woman marches up and starts screaming at him. Again, this is a kid. Check yourself. Jeez. Anyway, Marcus Lemonis, he is the Camping World CEO and star of CNBC's The Prophet, posted on X that he would personally cover the cost for the boy and his family to attend the World Series. So total win there. And added, oh, you just won an RV as well. Holy cow. Yeah. Rumors are circulating. The woman involved has lost her job, but I don't know if that's true. But folks, it's just a note to self. In this world today, you are always on video. Always. No matter where you are, it doesn't matter. So the kid wins in the end. And again, this is the kind of thing that, you know, 10 years ago, people might not have even noticed. But jeez. Okay, so the left is now shifting tactics. Folks, what have I told you for a long time? Even if you are a liberal in good standing, a Democrat voter, if you die in a way that embarrasses the party, you will be canceled for the crime of embarrassing the party and disproving the narrative. That is what is going on this morning as the left tries furiously to cancel the beautiful Ukrainian woman who made the mistake of bleeding on the subway, thanks to Democrat policies. Actually, the light rail line in Charlotte. She was beautiful, too. I'm shocked she wasn't doing some kind of modeling, that she was just working in a pizza place. So here's how that works. If you die, if you get murdered due to Democrat crime or open borders policies or both, you are always canceled. You are an object of shame and you should go. You should be wiped from the collective memory. That is the penalty for embarrassing the party by dying in a manner that defies the narrative or well understood perfectly. So unbelievable the level of blackout going on here by the left this morning of the killing of Irina Zarudzka. And what's kicked this off, this actually happened in August, but the film, the, you know, the camera, you know, again, cameras everywhere, camera on the light rail line catches her. She's getting off at the end of her shift at a pizza place. She's still in her pizza uniform. She sits down on the light rail. She's, you know, on her phone. Guy sitting behind her is a lunatic. She doesn't realize it. She never saw it coming. Out of nowhere, about 3 minutes later, he just stands up and knifes her. Turns out the guy's out on no, you know, on charges, no bail policy. Has had multiple mental breaks. Has even called 911 asking police to help him remove a device he believes is implanted in his body that tells him what to do. Again, every one of these a Democrat policy. So over the weekend, the Democrat mayor of Charlotte tries to cancel her. First puts out a statement feeling very sorry for the perp, saying we shouldn't blame homeless people. They're usually the victims of crime, that we have to do more to combat homelessness. I'm sorry, there's plenty of homeless people who don't knife people to death. This is not a homelessness problem. This is a he has been arrested 14 times problem, but the Charlotte crime system, which, by the way, if you have been with me since I was a crime reporter in Charlotte, this is how I made, you know, made a name for myself in Charlotte, just covering what I called the misdemeanor homicide. They would literally let you get one homicide in, and it wasn't actually a misdemeanor, but they treated it like it was, bond you out, let you do robbery after robbery after robbery, churn you out, churn you out, churn you out. And this is Charlotte really, in a lot of ways, was one of these early incubator areas for these Democrat policies of no matter what you do, you get to stay out. Why? Because if you go to prison, you can't vote Democrat. That is, folks, it is pure math with them. They don't care about human life. But look how far they're taking it this morning. Wikipedia, folks. The entry for the killing of Irina Zarudzka, you can see this if you go to my X feed. There's a red box warning on top of it. It says an editor has nominated this article for deletion. Deletion, so you cannot speak of her or her death. You're welcome to participate in the deletion discussion, which will decide whether or not to retain it. I don't know. I have to check, see if they've deleted it. Meanwhile, New York Times, zero coverage. And you've got the mayor of Charlotte now calling out the media saying nobody should share this video. Everybody should blank it out. And again, standing up for the crook here, the perp, the stabber. Democrat mayor, quote, I want to be clear. I am not villainizing those who struggle with their mental health or those who are unhoused. But she says we will never arrest our way out of issues such as homelessness and mental health. Yes, you can. You actually, if you had... If that guy hadn't been out on one of those Democrat bail policies, but this is a guy who committed 7 felony level armed robberies or larcenies over 7 years. He's just walking around. Yeah, you bet you put him in prison. This wouldn't have happened. You can arrest your way out of this. Trump proved that in D.C. over the last couple of weeks. You absolutely can if you're willing to put people you perceive criminals as Democrat voters in prison where they will not be able to vote for a while. Texter writes, Tara, the victimhood can never be diminished. White guilt must be encouraged and maintained. The texter writes, be aware of your surroundings. Good lesson in that video. There is. Yeah. Another texter writes, Tara, why can't someone take my grandson's baseball? I know, as you get World Series tickets in an RV. Texter writes, I'm going to go back to this too. Can't find a link online to the 2014 Fox News story on the Sinaloa. Yeah, I'm going to get back to that. I've been explaining, and I'm going to continue to do this throughout the rest of the show, what you Battleground America listeners know. The pipelines that brought the fentanyl, that brought the 12 million replacement voters, that bought the 500,000 sex for sale legal immigrant kids to America, those, you know, those basically rat lines. Sinaloa cartel. Funded by the FBI. Wait, what? The FBI is funding the Sinaloa cartel? Yeah, and arming them too. Now, are they still doing it? I don't know. I don't know if Cash Patel has gotten full control over the FBI or not. I don't know if it's ended. But that's why Trump's at war with them. And to understand what happened with that speedboat blowing up, you've got to go back to 2014. As we've been doing since the beginning of the show. But I will return to that in the 9 o'clock. Good morning. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line 800-905-0989. Texter writes, Tira, has Fox News also blocked this story? No, Fox is one of the few reporting on the murder of this beautiful young woman. And the video is shocking. The first left-wing outlet that we can find has actually done the story. It's Axios, but they're not mad about the murder. They're cool with the murder. No, they're mad that the video was released and that so-called MAGA influencers, obviously people loyal to Trump, MAGA influencers are drawing repeated attention to the attack. They say, well, no, we should not speak of it. These outlets, y'all, all they did was run the George Floyd video over and over and over and over and over. Until $2 billion worth of damage was done by the rampaging rioting left. And that was okay. Nobody was worried about George Floyd's family and seeing him on the ground. By the way, we now know from the autopsy he died of a drug overdose. But yeah, doesn't matter. Narrative is all that matters. Yeah, he was more of a victim of the cartels that Joe Biden, you know, held their hand than he was of any police officer. But unfortunately, the history will never read that way. But no liberal was worried about George Floyd's family when they played that over and over again. No media outlet. But now we have the mainstream media and Democrat mayor of Charlotte, Vi Lyles, saying that thanking the media outlets who black this out. We shouldn't see this, she says, because it will upset the victim's family. Arena Zarutska. Never mind that. Her family is not asking for the video to be blacked out. No, it's only the Democrat mayor whose policy failures have caused this. And that's after she says we can't arrest our way out. They are folks, they perceive criminals to be Democrat voters. They are never going to arrest them if they can help it. That's, but I don't know how to make that any clearer. But that's what they do. Texter writes, Tara, there's been at least two GoFundMes for the killer that have been put up since thankfully both of them have been taken down so far. Yeah, they were raising money for his criminal defense. It's unbelievable. Texter writes, Tara, pull up the, I don't want to actually say that because I want to say the person's name. So I haven't pulled the record. Texter writes, the baseball thing, the option existed for the dad to throw the ball back on the field with, you want it, there it is, go and get it, followed by a full explanation to his son about why some people are the way that they are. Another texter writes, the man at the Phillies game should have said, lady, you want the ball, come and take it from my son's glove. Ouch.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.